I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
During the pandemic, one of the secret talents I learned that Chef Plum had was that he can look in your fridge, like send him a picture, find three ingredients, and make an entire meal out of it.
I feel like I should make an app or something, or a phone number to call. I don't know. We can make money off of this, I'm sure, somehow.
Chef Plum is in while Raven is on vacation this week. What are the three ingredients in your pantry or fridge right now? And he'll do his magic.
We can make anything, I promise.
1-800-330-9999. Lizzie.
Okay, sausage, cucumbers, and feta cheese.
Did you say feta cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Easy. You can make a salad out of that. Piece of cake. I would take a peeler, a vegetable peeler, and I would peel my cucumber down long, lengthwise, Anna. So I get long ribbons of cucumbers. I use my hands. I don't want the radio, but ribbons of cucumbers. I'm going to take that sausage. I'm going to cook it in the pan, make it nice and crispy on the outside. Break it up. If you can, take it out of the casing and break it up. And then we'll put that in with the cucumbers, toss it together, add that feta cheese to it, add a little bit of vinegar. It's awesome. Delicious little salad.
What kind of vinegar? Red wine or balsamic?
Either one's fine. Either one's fine.
Do you have a preference for vinegars?
Depends on the application. But, you know, generally if it's like a salad or something like that, I'll use like a red wine vinegar, but balsamic vinegar works great too.
Sound good, Lizzie?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
All right,
don't be afraid
to
season it. Season it. And lots of pepper and salt.
Don't screw it up. You can do it. I believe in you, Lizzie.
Very aggressive, Anna.
Thank you.
All right, Laura, three things that are in your fridge or pantry right now. What are they?
Let's go. Give it to me.
Okay, I've got celery that I need to use, and I've got chicken stock, and I have baked beans.
Okay. Baked beans, celery, and chicken stock. I mean, first of all, this is a well-kept pantry. I'm very excited about this.
Is this a soup? Can we just make a soup with it?
That's
put
exactly,
it all in one pot?
Exactly where we're going. We're going to make a soup out of this, right? But we're going to make a beautiful bean soup out of it. So you're going to take your celery and you're going to saute that into a pan just to kind of get it nice and translucent. It's going to add a bit of a crunch to things and some fiber to it. Now, those beans, let's strain them, but don't lose the inside, that juice, that, you know, the deliciousness that's in those baked beans. We just want the beans, but let's keep that, the liquid is separate because we're going to use some of it. And we're going to add that to the pot. Then we're going to mix in the celery and the beans together, pour in our stock. We're going to bring it to a boil, and then we're going to slowly add a few tablespoons of the actual bean mixture to it. That sauce that was in the baked beans, that's going to give it a little bit of a tang. Season it up with some salt and pepper. Now's your chance. If you want to blend it up with your stick blender, you can. Throw it in the blender itself, or you can eat it just like that. The beautiful bean soup. You could even call it like a southern-style bean soup.
How's that sound, Laura?
I mean, I'm inspired.
I love that. See, that's what we do. We're changing the world out here.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura. But speaking of celery, Plum, while I have you here.
Hold on. I got to show you something.
Catch this. Catch it.
Okay.
Don't let it explode. All right. This was in the fridge for the last 9 days. I forgot to eat it, probably because it's celery and I didn't want it. Look at it. How do I know celery has gone bad? And how come at the grocery store they sell it in water, but I just brought it like in my container?
I'm going to open this right now, and I'm a little scared too.
Why?
Because I don't. Let's see.
Does it grow mold?
Nope. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, you're still crunchy.
So that's fine. Even 9 days out, celery. Like, I never know when celery goes bad.
So you can see the celery here, how it's cut, how it gets a little like...
That white stuff
the
on the end.
White, kind of like almost like it makes a different like layer on top of right where you cut it with that knife. That's the celery itself healing itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost like when we get cut, how we get scab over.
Like
it
a starfish?
Gross. Right. So watch this.
Like, do you just carry a pocket knife with you everywhere you go?
Yeah.
What?
So look at that. Look how it looks here. Look at that one. I'm cutting it again right now where it was already cut. And you can see, once I cut these pieces off and send it back over to you, it looks good as new.
So I just have to just cut the ends off and then it's still good?
I cut the ends off. It looks good. Well, you can eat that part too. It's not going to hurt you. But when you cut the ends off, it's good as new. Mm-hmm. How do you tell celery's gone bad? It'll be floppy. No one likes floppy celery. Mm-hmm. You just want this.
Everybody hates floppy celery.
No one likes floppy celery. But if it doesn't look good, you can always recut it and it comes out just fine. You ate it?
Yeah. No, it tastes the same.
I would clean my knife next time.
Oh.